Our mission is the proclamation of God's creation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present my news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Chailash. The headlines. Special Hope Network and Ministry of Education sign MOU. MQHZ warns against unsafe use of fertility drugs. In international news, Malian army denies releasing jihadists to end fuel convoy attacks. And in sports, Argentina coach demands strong performance against Zambia. And other news in detail. Special Hope Network has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Ministry of Education aimed at strengthening inclusive education and ensuring equitable learning opportunities for all children across Zambia. The partnership seeks to bridge gaps in the education system by combining community-based interventions with national policy frameworks, recognizing that sustainable change requires coordinated efforts at all levels. Under the agreement, the two parties will work collaboratively to equip teachers with specialized skills, adapt curricula to meet diverse learning needs, and transform schools into supportive and inclusive environments. President and founder of Special Hope Network, Eric Nelson, says the initiative will also prioritize community engagement to address stigma surrounding disabilities while empowering advocacy clubs within schools to promote inclusion among learners.
Her productivity and her character is visible to all, acting as a pillar of the home. Distinguished
guests. Lasting change requires systemic integration. It requires partnership. Today, we bridge that gap. This memorandum of understanding with the Ministry of Education is a testament to what is possible when we unite our expertise, our resources, and our deepest commitment to the children of this nation.
Yeah.
This partnership is built on the shared understanding that inclusive education is not just a policy to be implemented, but a fundamental human right to be realized.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary Kelvin Mambwe has reaffirmed the Ministry's commitment to inclusive and equitable education. He has stated that the agreement aligns with national priorities under the 8th National Development Plan and the international framework such as the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities.
This memorandum of understanding that we are signing today demonstrates our shared commitment, which is focused to translating policy into action. Very important. So Special Hope Network has, over the years, distinguished itself through dedicated service to children with intellectual disabilities. This category of children is often neglected in our communities. And sometimes we find such kids are actually locked up in the home by parents because of shame and maybe because society doesn't accept them. But with your coming on board, your involvement in what we're doing, government, I think we've begun to see a change of attitudes.
Citizens First Party Southern Province Youth Chairman Sevuel Hancheka says following the permitting of the 24 hours of travel for commercial trucks and buses in order to support the 24-hour economy policy, the party anticipates a rise in the number of road traffic accidents. Mr. Hancheka says there is need to consider the negative effects that will come with 24 hours travel, such as the smuggling of essential commodities out of the country, such as Mukula tree logs, millimill and maize, among many others. He says in light of the negatives that may result from 24 hours travel, there is need to reintroduce the the police checkpoints in order to prevent the possible cases of smuggling and loss of life due to overspeeding. He further says the current RTSA and Zambia Police traffic patrols are not enough to control the negatives that may come from the 24 hours travel.
We can't run away from the fact that our drivers, whom we love so dearly, will be speeding. Therefore, those problems that comes along with someone speeding might affect them if there is nobody to actually check them on the road. Us having RATSA and traffic police patrolling, I think that is not enough. We need to reintroduce our checkpoints so that our officers in uniform will be able to check those trucks and verify if those goods they will be having will be lawfully going out of this country or if they will just be smuggled, so that we can save the economy either ways. Because we can't be saving the economy whilst we are allowing our goods to be taken out of the country illegally. That is contrary to what we want to achieve. That's why we suggest that we need to reintroduce checkpoints.
The Cleaners Association of Zambia has called on the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises to publicly account for its achievement over the past 4 years. Association President Lawrence Makumbi says the ministry plays a crucial role in driving entrepreneurship and national development, but its impact must be clearly demonstrated through tangible results. Mr. Makumbi has challenged the newly appointed minister, Honorable Malama, to provide evidence of success stories, including the creation of financially empowered Zambian entrepreneurs and millionaires. He emphasizes that Zambians want proof of real progress, not theories or unverified statistics. He further questioned the effectiveness of government funding initiatives, urging the ministry to showcase visible beneficiaries whose businesses are thriving and creating jobs.
And the entrepreneurs must be paraded so that we can see them, just like we have seen in South Africa. They are millionaires, and that country has produced millionaires they are proud of. Nigeria has got the Dangotes of this world. It's because the government of Nigeria has created an enabling environment for business to thrive. That's why we've got banks and all those by indigenous Nigerians. Now when we come to Zambia, this is the only country where we are not proud of our own business people. And now with the creation of the Ministry of SME, we want the government to give to us what the deliverables for that ministry are against what they have been able to produce in the last 4 years. If they've got nothing to prove, then that ministry must be given back to the Ministry of Commerce.
The medical for quality healthcare in Zambia has raised concern over the growing misuse of fertility drugs without proper medical supervision, warning that the trend is putting women's lives at serious risk across the country. The organization says it has observed a rise in the unsupervised use of medications such as clomid, letrozole and gonadotropins, often sourced from unregulated channels or used outside clinical settings without proper evaluation, prescription or monitoring. MQHZ has since cautioned that the inappropriate or excessive use of the drugs can result in severe health complications, including ovarian hyperstimulation syndrome, which can be fatal in extreme cases. MQHZ Director General Dr. Prince Queen's Mwabu has since called for urgent action to address the situation, citing low public awareness and the rise of unlicensed practitioners as key contributing factors.
MQHZ strongly urges women to seek care only from licensed fertility specialists, reproductive endocrinologists, or trained gynecologists in clinics that are properly equipped for monitoring and testing. We understand that infertility is a deeply personal and very sensitive challenge, but no woman should risk her health or her life in the pursuit of pregnancy. So we call on the authority, healthcare bodies, and the media to take urgent action to safeguard women's reproductive health across the country.
The Zambia National Public Health Institute, ZNPHI, has announced that it will conduct a step survey on non-communicable diseases to provide comprehensive care to areas found with alarming